الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل وين وإلى دار الدور أمين. إنجيل النهاردة أحبائي بيكلمنا عن الحرب بين المسيح وبين الشيطان. وميدان هذه الحرب هو الإنسان. عشان كده لما الشيطان دخل هذا الإنسان اللي بيتكلم عنه إنجيل معلمنا متى صح 12 في هذا اليوم، تسبب إنه يكون مجنون وأعمى وأخرس. لكن ربنا ما بيسيبش ولاده، ما بيتخلاش عنهم حتى لو كانوا غلطوا، والغلط سبب لهم في هذا الضرر وإنه يبقى مجنون وأعمى وأخرس. والله محب البشر بكل قوة يتقدم ويخرج الشيطان من هذا الإنسان فيصبح حائل ومفتح وبيسمع. السؤال، هل ممكن إنسان مفتح يرجع يبقى أعمى؟ أيوه ممكن بيحصل. هل ممكن إنسان عاقل عقله يروح منه؟ ممكن، لما الإنسان بيبعد عن ربنا وبيقع تحت حرب الشيطان. هل ممكن الإنسان يبقى أخرس بعد ما كان لسانه بيتكلم؟ أيوه ممكن، ممكن يبقى أخرس إذا هذا الإنسان توقف لسانه عن الصلاة والتسبيح والكلام مع ربنا. هل ممكن الإنسان اللي بيسمع يبقى أصم؟ أيوه ممكن، لما يقفل ودانه عن سماع صوت الله في حياته، أو لما يقفل ودانه عن كلمة ربنا. فإذن الإنسان المجنون والأعمى والأخرس، المعنى الروحي للمرض بتاعه مرض الروحي، لأنه يعني إنسان عقله ما بقاش فيه ولسانه وقف ودانه اتقفلت عن ربنا. هذا الإنسان بالنسبة لربنا يبقى مجنون وأعمى وأخرس، حتى لو كان بالنسبة للعالم عاقل جدا وعالم وحكيم، وحتى لو كان إنسان متكلم، وحتى لو كان إنسان بيسمع وقوة السمع عنده قوية جدا، لكن إذا كان مش بيسمع صوت ربنا يبقى هذا الإنسان بالنسبة لربنا أصم. This miracle of today, which St. Matthew explained in chapter 12, is describing the case of everyone who doesn't think correctly about his life. Even if he is considered a wise man in this world, but he doesn't put in his mind his eternal life, and his everlasting future in heavens or in hell. So this man is considered unwise in the eyes of the Lord. Even if this man has sharp sight and he looks very well, but he doesn't see the work of God in his life, he is considered blind in the eyes of the Lord. If this man doesn't speak to God, doesn't hear his voice, doesn't speak with his words, he is considered mute in the eyes of the Lord. But do you think that the Lord will leave him? No. He is the lover of mankind. And this is what happened today. Our Lord Jesus Christ healed this demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, so that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. There are many people in this world who think of themselves that they are very wise, very sharp-sighted, very good speakers, very good listeners, but to the account of the Lord, to the account of the world, not the account of the Lord. To the account of this life, not to the account of the everlasting life. There is an amazing story happened during the days of Abu Nabshoy Kamel. Happened with one of his colleagues. He was a priest in St. George Church in Sporting, Alexandria. One day a lady who was servant in the church came to the priest and said to him, "I have a neighbor. She is non-Christian. And she is very, very sick. She is suffering of cancer. She is in her last days, and she wants you that you visit her." He said, "Me? Non-Christian?" She said, "Yes. She knows you by name." He said, "How come? Where she got my name from?" She said, "I don't know, but what I know that she asked me many times that you visit her." The priest was busy, didn't give any attention. She is non-Christian, she is dying. What can he do for her? Nothing. He knows her future. So he didn't go for a week. After a week, the servant, the lady, came to him again and said, "Father, she is dying. She is in her last few days of life, and she begs you to visit her." After hesitation, he said, "Okay, I'm coming with you." He went. As he was going to the house, the neighbor, the servant, lady had the key, because the sick woman wasn't able to leave even her bed. So she gave the key to the Christian neighbor to take care for her. To take care for her. The lady opened the door and he smelled a very bad smell. He was shocked by this very bad smell in the house. But he walked in, entered the room of the sick woman. And her eyes shined when she saw him. He approached her to the bed. She took his hand and kissed his hand. Then he sat and he started to speaking generally about the sickness and the blessing of the sickness and how God help us and permit us to be sick for our life, and it may be a way of being acceptable to the God one day, generally speaking. And then the sick woman asked her neighbor and her daughters to leave the room because she wanted to speak to the priest alone. He was surprised. And then after the Christian lady left the room, the sick woman in her tears said to him, "Father, I am Christian. My name is X." She gave him her name, and I'm the sister of doctor, a famous doctor, whom he knows, a woman knows very well. He was shocked. He was surprised. And then she said in her tears, in a very low voice, weakly, "I was 16 years when my parents forced me to get married to a 50 years old rich man from Lebanon. I was very, very miserable with him. I escaped from the house. And then the friends, the bad friends surrounded me, and they convinced me to marry a Muslim man. And I married him. But I didn't deny Jesus Christ. I married him. For 30 years, I married him. I got 2 kids from him, and I baptized the kids secretly. And I sent my sons out of country. They are now in America. They are Christians, married to Christian girls, and they live a Christian life. But I'm suffering very, very much. I suffered because I permitted myself to be married, first to escape from the house of my first husband, second that I married a Muslim man, and I couldn't go to the church, I couldn't receive the Holy Communion. Now I am dying. I ask you, am I accepted to the Lord if I repent?" The priest wept. He was moved by the tears and the words of the woman, and he said, "Oh, at the last moment, you take back your sheep, my Lord. How wonderful, Lord, you are." He said, "Of course, you are accepted if you repent." She said, "I repent. I used to pray secretly in my room, in my heart, all these 30 years, but I couldn't receive the Holy Communion. Now I ask you, could you give me the Holy Communion before I die?" He said, "Yes, I can give you. I can give you." She completed her confession and she said, "Can you absolve me?" He said, "Yes." He gave her the absolution and he left the room. Emotionally, in his heart, he was taken. He was surprising. How could the Lord take back the possessed, the demon possessed, the blind and the mute woman, to take her again from Satan to the bosom of the Lord? He went to Abu Nabshoy and explained to him, and then Abu Nabshoy said, "Let us pray that the Lord extends her age until tomorrow, when you pray the Mass and give her the Holy Communion." Then the priest, on the next day, celebrated the liturgy, hurried to her house, And the Christian neighbor was, the Christian lady was very surprised. First, he didn't want even to go to the room of the, to the house of this woman. I forgot to tell you that this bad smell was because of her lying in that. And this bad smell came out of her body, as if the Lord is letting her suffer more and more so as to be accepted to him in heavens. Then the priest hurried to her house, gave her the Holy Communion. After a few hours of receiving the Holy Communion, she passed away. Few hours on the same day. The next day, Abuna was walking in front of the house. He found a tent, and the sheikh is saying the Quran. She died. They buried her according to the Muslim law, of course, because they didn't know that even she was a Christian woman. And he said, okay, let the body go to the dust again from his original. But the soul came to God, and God knows that he accepted her life, her repentance. It's a real story. Real story happened during our days to give us an idea how the Lord can accept us even in the last moment, even if we are demon possessed, even if we become blind, even if we become mute. But it needs courage from us. It needs that we become brave enough to repent and to declare our iniquities, our weakness, asking God to accept our prayers. This is the first story about the great repentance, that the war between the Lord and Satan will continue to the last moment of his, before his coming, and that the Lord doesn't want that any one of us be lost or be missed in heaven. He booked for us, he prepared for us places in heaven, and he wants that every one of us does not lose his place, his seat in heaven. He is looking down from heaven to every one of us, saying, O blind man, be good sighted. O mute man, speak. O demon possessed man, be free from the possession of the demon, and take care of yourself, of your life, of your eternal life. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the door of the repentance is opened to every one of us. We need really to repent. We need really to come to him again. Let back of you everything which is outside. Go inside yourself. Go inside your heart, your soul. Examine yourself to know how much you need to get back your good side. Take back your good tongue and have back your good ears to hear the voice of the Lord. The Lord who accepted the repentance of this woman can accept our repentance. The Lord who healed this demon-possessed man can heal us from the sickness of our spiritual diseases. Glory be to God now and ever and forevermore. Amen.